this is Carol Fry from Epic Answers reporting live from Hays 15 in Chicago. With me right now is Jeff Kaplan, ZoomEd Chief Strategy Officer. Jeff, how are you today?
Doing fantastic, thank you.
How's the conference going?
Oh, it's great. It's good to be in Chicago. This is where I live, so it's nice to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm more excited about going to Vegas next year, but anybody who knows me knows I'm a gambler and a Vegas girl.
Vegas should be fun. Absolutely.
Vegas 16. So, I've got a couple questions for you today, if we can just put you in our little digital world for a second. So, Zoomed gave a presentation yesterday about leveraging data analytics to improve productivity and revenue. What were some of the key takeaways from that presentation?
Sure. So, just to take a step back, I think our session yesterday highlighted the tremendous interest in data analytics with the attendance of around 850 people. If I look at the macro takeaway, it's that revenue cycle is more important than ever. And it's critical. With rising patient responsibility and further margin compression, providers still need to be able to clean an additional 1-2% out of the revenue cycle, either through identifying new net revenue or cost savings through productivity gains. And if I were to look at, that's the macro level. If I were to look and dive deeper into three key takeaways of the presentation, I would summarize them as proactive decision making. So being able to provide hospital health systems and physician groups with meaningful analytics and insights into their data to make better informed proactive decisions and issues as they arise. So number one is proactive decision making. Number two is data integration. The importance for providers to not only have good clean data, but to also be able to trust that data to make decisions, to be able to see across their entire organization the health of their business, which is somewhat lacking today, even with these very large EMR and HIS patient accounting systems. So number two is data integration. And then the third is predictive analytics, which is really our bread and butter. Fosters working by exception and getting the right account to the right person at the right time. And having algorithms that automatically sift through the millions of patient attributes to find the hidden value that can come in the form of identifying a missing charge, being able to predict the denial before the claim leaves the billing office, being able to predict patients' propensity to pay for their portion of responsibility for the claim.
800 people, is that right? That's a great turnout.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. The room sat about 1,100, about 15 minutes into it. May have been about 100, and it was like at a football game or a sporting event. The next thing I know, the room is filled, and there's about 850 people.
That was Paul Bradley, right? Your chief data scientist?
Yeah, Dr. Paul Bradley, chief data scientist, and we co-presented with the director of patient accounting, Richard Nagengass, from Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Well, that's great. We'll have to put that on YouTube, or we'll find that video for sure.
Perfect.
So, one other question for you. So, obviously, providers are sort of under the gun these days. What do you see some of the immediate challenges facing providers, and how is ZoomEd helping them out?
Yeah, so if you just walk around the floor, there's a lot of words, population health, and ICD-10, and efficiency, and revenue, and integration, and all of those things are really important. If I were to boil it down, I think it's the same challenges last year, the same challenges a year before. However, the runway for providers is getting shorter and shorter as reimbursement changes to fee-for-value. Providers need to be ready. And so for some providers, they think that runway still might be 5 years down the road. The reality is it's probably 18 months, 12 months. And for some providers, the runway is actually already too short. And that's why you see a lot of mergers and consolidation among health systems. If I look at three main things that really affect, in addition to obviously ICD-10 and our solutions that help them get paid, providers get paid, if I dig a little deeper, I would say the key things that are really important are, and the challenges are, the opportunity for providers, again, to increase efficiency in the business office. And that's one of their largest expenses, is just human capital. Also, a lot of our clients are consolidating. So being able to take on whether it's a physician group or another hospital, but not increase their staff, and being able to do it in a smarter way, run the business office more effectively, that's a big cost savings. Number two is, as the industry moves to capitation, providers need to understand their costs, and they need to understand their patients. And it's not just around proactive patient care, but it's about out of which patients bend my call script, which physicians do I want in my ACO or in my network. And so being able to have all that data to understand reimbursement, to understand the cost, to understand the patients, and the clinical component as well, and being able to have all of those pieces of information to truly understand, if I negotiate a contract with my ex-payer in the future, how is it going to impact me? And that leads to the third thing, which is we're very excited about the solutions that are building today and what we're investing heavily in tomorrow, are being able to provide that lean end-to-end revenue cycle platform. And when I say lean, I mean being able to drive additional revenue and staff efficiency. So giving them the analytics, giving them the ability to focus on the right account at the right time, working by exception. So being able to do more, actually, and spend their time on meaningful things in the business office, things that help them get paid. And then solutions that we're building today and tomorrow also include population health solutions. So not only looking at quality and proactive care, but just as importantly, like I mentioned before, looking at the cost component. And so providers have the intelligence when they negotiate and have the contract. So we're starting to build out solutions that stretch the revenue cycle into managed care and kind of provide that gap to the population health side. So being able to build contract management solutions that are smarter next generation versus what's been out there for the last 20 years or so. So to help the CFO really understand what the impact is going to be when negotiating these contracts in the future of future value.
You're right on the pickup end, aren't you?
I am so, yes, absolutely.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your time today and your insights. This is Carol Fire from Hoos 15 in Chicago.